So in today's show, we're going to talk about going the extra mile. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman. And if you are coming through, please do let me know. Please drop a message below. Let me know if you're watching and if this resonates and if it helps you. And if you know if it's going to help anyone else, tag them and let them know. Friday. Thank fuck it's Friday. It is wild out here running. Struggling with the man flu, but getting out and clearing the lungs as we do. No excuses. So today I want to talk about going the extra mile, and I want to talk about a story that really has that with this experience really stuck with me and taught me a valuable lesson. I want to share that with you. You might have heard this before. So in Royal Marine training, we finished one exercise and we yomped 12 miles, I think it was, and it was horrendous weather. It was like the worst weather, and we had our big Bergens on, easily 80 to 100 pounds, and soaking wet, and we got to where we thought was going to be the pickup, right? So we were waiting for the big four-tonners, the big people carriers to come and pick us up, and just like, get us back to fucking camp, you know. It's been a long 7 days in the field. So mentally tired, emotionally tired, physically fatigued. We sat there and we saw the four tonners and we like, fuck yes, the end, let's get in here, let's get out of here. As we were taking off our Bergens, we looked up and we could hear all of the four tonners, the people carriers. And we watched as they drove off. And we watched as we drove off, and I was looking around everyone, we was all like, what's going on? And Corb was like, right, get your Bergens back on. We're yomping 12 miles back to where we've been harboured, where we've been working all week in the field, and we're getting picked up from there. He then turned around and said, if anybody wants to quit now, then please let me know and come and see me and we'll put you in the wagon. It's nice and warm in there. We'll give you a can of Coke as well. Four lads dropped off. Four lads instantly went, I'm done. The rest of us put on our Bergens. I was like, right, fucking here we go again. Let's go. We need to go. We set off again, mentally preparing ourselves again for that 12-mile yomp. And as we got about a mile down the road, the fucking four tonners were there. And this was the test to see if you could go the extra mile. Now, those four lads quit. And they pulled out the exercise and had to do that whole process again, or the whole previous 2 weeks worth of training. And it always taught me that there is always going to be a time within our lives at some point where we're going to need to go the extra mile. And it's the mental resilience that we build that doesn't just come. You don't just wake up and suddenly say, I'm going to be stronger mentally. I'm not going to have more resilience mentally. I'm not going to be more robust overnight. But it's something that you can build within your conscious. Now, I always talk about the elite operator mindset. It's what we talk about in our 28-day challenge, which if you haven't done yet, do. It will change the way you think. It's what I talk about and preach about in our mastermind. And it's having the elite operator mindset that whatever is thrown your way, anything in life, whether it's health, relationships, government, COVID, anything, it's having the mentality to be able to go that fucking extra mile and not give up. Because you never know when there's going to be good fortune around the corner. You never know when the end of that bad chapter is going to be, or that punch in the face. And you could be one of those guys that quit early. They fucking get in the van and they fucked off and give up. That could be you. You could just literally fucking bury your hand in the sand and say, I give up. Or you can be the guy that goes the extra fucking mile, who fucking tunes into to the bigger picture, to the mission that they're trying to achieve. For me on that day, I honestly think that's one of the first days I started thinking about the mission, like in life. My mission was to get a Green Beret. It's fucking all I dedicated my life to for nearly a year and a half before that. I'm fucking gonna quit because I have to do another 12 miles. This is part of the process. This is part of the build up. This is part of developing me ready to go to war. And that was my mentality at the time, and that's why I didn't quit, because the urge, the emotional connection, the mission was too fucking strong to quit at this point. The alternative was going home and living a life that I didn't want to live, with no drive, no desire, going nowhere. This was all I had. So you have to find that reason to go that extra fucking mile when life gets tough, and it does get tough, guys. It gets tough, you know, and you've got to be willing to... you've got to be willing to step the fuck up and go the extra mile. Doesn't matter what it takes. Did it this morning. Struggling with a cold in the household. Like, didn't want to get up. I could hear the blistering gale outside. It must be -6 running in that wind. But you just fucking do it. And the more you do it, the more momentum you build, the more consistency you build, the more natural it is just to go that little extra mile, that 1%. To change the way that you think, to change the way you live your life. And on the other side of that, you're always gonna get rewarded somewhere down the line. You just gotta keep grafting. That's me for Friday. If you haven't joined our 28-day program, guys, you're fucking mental. It's still cheap, it's not the early bird, it's still cheaper though. It's still 50 quid off to come and work for us on the 1st of March, guys. And if you need to build that mentality up that I'm talking about, that resilience, and you wanna come and build that up, then come and join us. There's a link on here somewhere. Or don't, or do it when you're ready. Either way, this weekend, next week, start fucking taking yourself that extra mile. JB, out.